Keith Peters reporting. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is holding fast to his push for federal legislation to protect unborn children at 15 weeks. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Despite the fact former President Trump is backing away from a 15-week abortion ban, his close ally, Senator Graham, says he'll still push for 15 weeks, a standard embraced by many European countries. Graham calls 15 weeks the civilized world's position. Graham says at the very least he'll push for mandatory anesthesia for babies aborted after 15 weeks. He told The Hill, quote, "It's common medical practice to administer anesthesia to operate on an unborn child at 15 weeks to save their life." Bob Agnew reporting.
A senior Ukrainian official has denied Russian accusations that his country's army fired drones at a nuclear reactor at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on that story.
The Kremlin's forces have been occupying and running the Zaporizhia plant in southern Ukraine since shortly after the war began more than 2 years ago. The spokesperson for Ukraine's military intelligence agency suggests that there had been no attack, saying Russian forces routinely fabricate strikes on the plant. However, the strikes on this occasion were confirmed by UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency, though it didn't attribute responsibility for the attack to either side. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A chilly midday darkness fell across North America as a total solar eclipse began its race across the continent. Monday's spectacle was eagerly awaited by millions of spectators in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It's North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever, thanks to the densely populated path. Cloud cover threatened to spoil the view in some places, especially in parts of Texas, but the skies cleared with minutes to spare. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans think the public schools are in trouble.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K-12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in New York City again. Police report that after a decline in attacks, the city saw a spike in March. There were 43 anti-Semitic incidents reported last month compared to just 17 in February. In fact, the March tally is the highest for New York City so far this year. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in the U.S. and all across the globe, especially following the Hamas attack on Israel last fall that sparked a war. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifting to a mixed close after last week's roller coaster ride left them shy of their records. Treasury yields moved higher. The focus on Wall Street has been on interest rates and when the Federal Reserve will lower them. Hot reports on inflation and the economy have forced traders to delay forecasts for when the relief on rates could arrive. That raises the pressure on companies to deliver strong profits to justify higher stock prices. The Dow was down 11 points today to 38,892. The Nasdaq gained 5 to 16,253. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to 5202. New York oil fell 48 cents to $86.43 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.